So Zoe and I recorded a whole load of mini interviews at the MVP Summit, and we thought rather than build those into a few larger episodes, we'd release those to you in short little snippets like this. So enjoy a set of our interviews live from Seattle with various people from Microsoft and MVPs. Hope you enjoy them. Hello, and I'm here live in Seattle with Vesa Juvonen. Vesa, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, please. So my name is Vesa Juvonen. I'm a Principal Product Manager in the Microsoft 365 platform areas.
And so, first question, what does Copilot mean to you?
Well, for me, it's the assistant and a daily helper for being much more productive than I would have been able to be without it. So there's something which is helping to you and always being there and easily available and helping, well, really increasing your productivity.
And I'm guessing for you that the story of talking about Copilot as well for you is a lot around the extensibility and
sure.
How people can build out for that as well. That's a strong area.
Well, there's a lot of questions, a lot of interest, and it's relatively new still, because I think when we think about the enterprise customers, it's all about first understanding what the out-of-the-box features are, and then making that decision to invest on extensibility and adjusting that based on the business. The Copilot itself provides a lot of value out of the box already, but then it really shines when it starts combining those out of the box values with your business relevant data, and then it gets super interesting, and that's getting more and more attention and features in the future as well.
Yeah. And I think it helps that as people kind of get used to it, it's that next
absolutely.
And what are your experiences with Copilot that made a difference?
Personally, I think the massive deal for me is that I work 10 hours away from Redmond and 10 hours away from Seattle. My team is in Seattle. I'm not. So every single evening as I'm sleeping, there's still meetings, which I don't join because I need to sleep. But then during the daytime, and during the daytime, I can easily catch up on things. And I think it is the, how would I put it, the golden poster boy, for sure, is the team's meeting recap, because it's such a fundamental piece on the day-to-day work, at least for me, to stay up to date on what's happening. I think even this week, there's also situations where I'm not triple book, I'm five time books on the same slot, and I can't be in all of those meetings, but you potentially want to be still up to date, what was the decisions and the key points.
Yeah.
And with Copilot, I can be that. So, great example of increasing the productivity, but not really challenging my job or current, you know, my career or the work what we do. It just provides we're being more productive in a less time.
Yeah. And is there anything that you're worried about with Copilot? Obviously, you're realizing your role, you don't want to get too scared with that. But
not publicly, at least. Yeah. So
I have to say, it's very hard doing these at the MVP Summit and watching what I say. But
Well, anything to worry about? Not actually really. I think we're heading to the good direction. So as Microsoft, we're super precise or taking... Sure, making sure that it's responsible Copilot, and the information is not getting leaked, all of that stuff. So I'm not really worried about all of that stuff, because the basics are always done in the right way. I'm more excited on as we get the basics right, as we start then evaluating and innovating on top of that, where we will be within, you know, 12 to 24 months.
Yeah.
Considering that 24 months ago, we never had heard about Copilot. So,
which is just crazy.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The speed of innovation is just, now it's, and also the Copilot is increasing the speed of innovation as well.
Yeah.
Because it's also giving us ideas and innovation and inspiration for other things.
I love Zoe, and I can't remember if she's talked about this on the show or just between us, but the idea that GitHub Copilot has been used a lot to make Copilot as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is lovely.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
So usually we ask people here, what are you most excited about seeing? But obviously there's some things you know you can't talk about. So what are you excited about people doing next with Copilot and what they might make happen?
I'm super excited to see what's happening after the initial baseline, and we're still in this journey for the initial baseline, which is people are starting to use Copilot, they understand what it does in PowerPoint or in Word or in Teams. or in Edge, and it's naturally getting part of our day-to-day life because that's what it's intended to be. But then the excitement comes on, okay, when the baseline is gone, okay, what are we gonna do next?
Yeah.
All of the extensibility and advanced scenarios, what the Copilot will enable us with the data within the, you know, enterprise corpus or enterprise business. It's really looking forward on all of those scenarios. And what partners like Avanade is doing, or partners, what other partners are doing.
Yeah. So, and I think it's that things you don't expect, that someone's going to take in a way that Microsoft hasn't thought about, others haven't thought
correct.
About, will be a fantastic.
Which is super typical thing. Even traditionally, think of something like SharePoint, a platform which has existed for 20 years. Every single time you go to a conference and see what partners have created, ISVs have created on top of the platform, you are amazed. It's like, well, wow, I didn't thought about that, but wow, that's really cool. And that's really the power of the partner ecosystem. So we as a Microsoft, we cannot innovate in the same scale as the global tens of thousands of partners which we have.
Yeah.
So, and it's super exciting to see what's coming out of that pipeline.
Absolutely. Be good to see. Well, thank you very much for your time and enjoy the rest of the summit.
Thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
Cheers.
Bye.